fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of a great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver.
The Lone Ranger and his 14-year-old nephew, Dan Reed, were busy preparing supper when Tonto returned from a trip to the nearby town of Waco.
Kimasabi.
What's happened, Tonto?
Me see outlaw fella, Willis. Him rob bank in Waco.
Say, isn't he the outlaw you and Tonto came out here to look for, sir?
Yes, Dan. You say you saw Willis, Tonto?
Isn't that right? But me not able to stop him.
He robbed the bank and got away safely. Is that it?
Me tell you what happened. It plenty hot this afternoon.
Yes.
Main street of town. Not have many people. Me in general store, cross from bank. Have supplies and arm. And start to leave. Storekeeper open door for me to go out.
There you are, Injun.
Thanks.
Here, glad to do it for you. Come back again.
Me be back. What's that? Go.
Did you get a good look at him, Injun?
Me see him plenty good.
I saw him too, through the window. Two of them. Big red-headed fellow and a short dark one.
That's right.
I'm going to lock up and go tell the sheriff what I saw, just in case the others don't describe him right.
Well, me put supplies in saddlebags now.
Well, I'll help you. Then you can come along and talk to the sheriff with me.
So, we go to sheriff and tell him about outlaws. Sheriff and posse go after him while go.
Lefty Willis has killed a lot of people, hasn't he?
Yes, Dan. He's more than a half a dozen places for murder. That's why we came to this section of the country, to find Willis. Tonto, after a quick supper, we'll try to pick up his trail.
May I go along, sir?
Oh, no, Dan. It would be too dangerous. We'll leave you here in camp until we get back.
Golly, I'll be glad when I'm old enough to help you go after outlaws.
It not be long now, Dan. You catch plenty outlaws someday.
Come on, start eating. And we'll try to trail Willis and his partner.
Maybe the sheriff and posse will catch him.
Oh, you not know Lefty Willis, Dan.
Carlo's right, Dan. Willis has outsmarted every posse that's followed him. He won't expect us to be hunting him, so we may be more successful. I don't intend to give up until we get him.
Meantime, the outlaw, Lefty Willis, and his companion, Shorty, followed the Brazos River Trail for several miles southward. Then, turning westward, they circled back toward the hills outside of Waco.
What are we circling back for, Lefty? It's kind of risky as I see it.
Now look, Shorty, I'm smart enough to know they won't be expecting us to do what we're doing. Anyway, we got to get supplies before we head into that south country.
Suppose they pick up our trail and follow us up this way.
Use your head, Shorty. Didn't we ride in shallow water along the river for 2 or 3 miles? That'll throw them off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. How will we get supplies?
When we get in the hills near Waco, I'll figure out a way, don't worry. Then we'll hole up somewheres in those hills for a while they're hunting us down the river.
I gotta hand it to you, Lefty. You sure know how to outsmart
them. Yeah, I've had plenty of practice. And we better get a move on. It'll soon be dark. Get up, boy.
Get up. Get up.
After the Lone Ranger and Tonto had left, Dan Reed rolled himself in his blanket and tried to go to sleep. The moon was full and objects were clearly discernible in the camp. Hearing approaching hoofbeats, Dan yawned and sat up.
Must be Lone Ranger and Tonto coming back. Well, that's funny. Wonder why they don't ride right into camp. Must be something the matter. Golly, there's 2 horses, but no one's on them. No, I guess it... What? They aren't Silver and Scout.
All right, you reach your cover.
Who are you?
My father's there behind that tree with his guns covering your camp. So if there's anyone else here...
I'm here alone, honest.
Well, I'll be a kid. Now walk ahead of me. I'll have a look around. Yeah, you're right. There's no one here. A nice looking camp, too. Hey, Shorty, come here.
All right, Lefty.
Hey, now I know. You're the outlaws who held up the bank in Waco. You're Lefty Willis.
Well, well. Did you hear that, Shorty? This button knows who we are.
Yeah. He knows about that Waco bank job, too. Kind of smart for his age, Lefty. That's not so good.
Don't worry. He won't get the chance to tell anybody about us coming here.
When my friends come back,
When your friends come back, kid, we won't be here, and neither will you. Keep your gun on him, Shorty, while I get some supplies together. Looks like we struck just the right place.
All right, Lefty. I'll keep the maverick covered. What are we going to do with him? We better plug him before we leave.
And now, that'd give us a way to the hombres he's been camping with. If we take him along with us, they'll think the kid's just gone for a ride or something.
I won't go with you.
Oh, yes, you will.
If I were bigger, I bet you wouldn't do that.
You'll get worse than that if you don't shut up. You'll go with us and like it. You can cook and clean up camp for us while we're hiding out. Then when we're ready to hit the trail, I'll find a way to get rid of you so they won't suspect we did it. Now, help me get the grub and stuff together. Come on, get moving.
Under Shorty's watchful eye and drawn gun, Dan was forced to help Lefty Willis pack up food and blankets. Dan's one hope was that the Lone Ranger and Tonto would return before the outlaws took him away. And his heart fell as they finished packing and he was told to mount up. The boy racked his brain to think of some way to let the Lone Ranger know who had taken him away. Then as he was about to mount, he thought of something that might work.
Easy, Victor. Steady, boy.
Come on, get on your horse and be quick about it, you.
All right. But first, you'd better let me stamp out the campfire.
Well, go ahead, then, but hurry it up.
As Dan put the fire out, he bent down and took a smoldering stick, rubbing it on the ground as though to put out the sparks. Unnoticed by the outlaws, he managed to draw a big LW in the soft, bare earth. Then Lefty became impatient.
Come on here, kid. That's good enough.
I'm coming.
Come on up and let's get going.
Easy, boy. Steady, fella. I'm ready.
Come on, Shorty.
Right.
Steady, boy.
Easy, boy.
Here. Come on. Here.
Come on, Victor.
It was almost an hour later when the Lone Ranger and Tonto returned to the camp.
Oh, sir. Oh, come on, fella. Easy, big fella.
Tonto. Dan isn't here.
Campfire out. Look, Kimasabi. Blanket's gone.
Most of our supplies are gone, too. Someone's been here. Dan wouldn't leave unless he were forced to go.
That's right.
Campfire was put out, Tonto. I want to see... Wait a minute.
What's your find, Kimasabi?
The moonlight was bright enough for me to see these lines drawn on the earth, Tonto. Look.
Me see him.
I'm sure Dan did that. See, there's an L. That looks like a W.
Why him draw that? Me not savvy.
I know, Tonto.
What it mean?
Dan wanted us to know that Lefty Willis was here.
Lefty Willis?
Yes. He must have circled back and came upon Dan. They stole our supplies and forced Dan to go with them. Come on. That killer Lefty Willis won't stop at anything.
But Dan, him just a boy.
Willis would just as soon kill a boy as he would a man, Tonto. Easy, Silver. Steady.
Uh-huh.
I've got to find them now. Come on, pull them
up. Come on.
For some time, Lefty and Shorty, riding with Dan between them, followed a course that led back to the Brazos River north of Waco. Urging their horses into the shallow water near the riverbank, they rode about half a mile until they came to a bluff. Lefty led the way onto the shore, and finally, pushing through some thick bushes close to the bluff, they entered a natural cave.
All right, kid, this is our hideout. No one will ever find you here.
My friends do find you. You'll be plenty sorry.
Shut up.
That'll teach you to keep your mouth shut, Button. You'll soon learn that Lefty don't take any back talk.
I never did like fresh kids. Now get that stuff out of the saddlebags pronto. Then you can start rustling up some grub for Shorty and me. And if you don't do a good job of it, I'll clout you some more. Now get busy.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had picked up the trail of the outlaws and Dan. The moon was still so bright that they could readily trail the men they hunted, allowing them to make fairly good time.
Looked like outlaws go back to river, Kimasabi. Me not savvy that.
Not much danger than meeting the posse. Sheriff and the posse are still searching along the river south of Waco. Lefty and the other outlaw are taking Dan toward the river north of the town.
Oh, that good. But it's not good if we meet up with posse. Maybe them think we part of Lefty's gang.
I thought of that, Tonto. That's why we gave up the hunt and returned to camp. We were running too close to that posse.
We be at river soon. Maybe then we lose trail.
I expect that. Lefty's too smart to leave a clear trail for very long. We found out earlier tonight. We'll find them somehow, and we've got to do it before something happens to Dan.
It's plenty bad Dan be with killer like Willis.
That dirty killer harms Dan. I won't be responsible for the result when I do finally find him. I don't know the way I feel about it.
Quick down, quick. Shots come from ridge just ahead.
Steady, boy. Yes, I know. Quick, we lead our horses to the left. Come on, Silver. Come on. There's a small arroyo there. It'll give us some protection. Steady, big fella. Maybe Lefty waiting in ambush. I'll look and see if I can see anyone.
What you see, Kimasabi?
You better come out with your hands up. I got a whole posse to meet, and we'll get you anyhow.
The sheriff and the posse.
That's not good.
We can't shoot at them, Tonto. We can't let them capture us.
All right. We're coming after you right now.
Quick, Tonto, mount up. To ride down the arroyo a short distance. Once around that turn ahead, we can make an open run for it.
Easy, big fella. Once in there. Come.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. As they followed the trail of the two outlaws who had taken Dan Reed captive, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were suddenly fired upon from ambush. They managed to find temporary shelter in a nearby arroyo, but only for a moment. Then the Lone Ranger discovered their attackers were the sheriff and the posse, which he thought were still south of the town. As the posse opened fire and started riding toward them, the Lone Ranger and Tonto mounted, and riding along the bottom of the arroyo, hoped to outrun their pursuers.
Wait for the low bank just ahead, Tonto. On the other side, away from them.
Ah!
We'll shoot over their heads. That may slow them down a bit. Leave the arroyo here, Tonto. Easy, Silver. Steady, big fella. Careful. All right, down, boy. Over. Easy, big fella. All right, made it. Now the arroyo's between them and us, Tonto. Come on, Silver!
Come up, come.
Tonto, that was close. Those men were ready to shoot first and ask questions afterwards.
Isn't that right? You'd not get a chance to explain to Sheriff. Him not follow now.
No, we've lost them. We've also lost valuable time in our search for Dan. We'll hit back to the river and ride northward. We've got to pick up that trail again. All right, let's get going.
Come on, fill the
box, Count.
All night long, the Lone Ranger and Tonto searched along the riverbank for sign of the outlaws, but were not able to find any. Worried and discouraged, the Lone Ranger called a halt to the search, taking time out to camp along the water's edge for food and to rest the horses. Meantime, in the cave, with Lefty and Shorty, Dan Reed had passed a sleepless night. Any hopes of escape he might have had were dashed when, before turning in, the outlaws tied him hand and foot. It was dawn when...
All right, you. Time to get up and wrestle us up some breakfast. Yeah, I'll untie you.
How long are you going to stay here?
We'll hit the trail tonight, Button. But by that time, you won't know it. There. Now get some water and get coffee going.
What are you going to do? What do you mean when you say...
Get up and get busy!
Oh. Oh. I'm getting up. My legs are stiff. That kick hurt.
I can kick harder than that, youngster, so get going.
I'll have to go to the river for water.
Oh, no, you don't. There's an underground stream running through the back of this cave. It runs out into the river from here. The water's fresh, so get some and use it.
All right.
As Dan dipped water from the stream, he realized that Lefty had spoken correctly. The small stream moved through an opening in the direction of the river. The opening was too small for anyone to go through, but he thought of a way that he might call attention to his plight. He knew he was being closely watched, so as he bent over the stream, he carelessly reached up as though to scratch his head, knocking his sombrero into the water.
Oh, my hat!
The kid lost his hat in the water.
You won't need a hat much longer anyway, kid. So forget it and hurry up with that grub.
Yes, sir.
Well, looks like you're doing all right there, Button. Too bad we don't have you along all the time to do our work for us.
You couldn't pay me to stay with outlaws like you.
I ought to clout you for that. But instead, suppose you just go without any grub. That'll teach you not to be so sassy. Now hurry up with that breakfast or I'll give you a kick you'll really feel.
A short while later, on the riverbank downstream... The Lone Ranger and Tonto had half-heartedly eaten some breakfast, and as they waited for the horses to finish eating, the Lone Ranger stood staring into the water before him.
The river's too wide and deep along here for them to have crossed, Tonto. Yet we haven't found a trace of them on this side.
Me not savvy. We find place where tracks go into water. We not find place where tracks come out.
I know. That means they could have gone downstream by riding in the shallow water along the shore. We did all our searching during the night upstream.
That's right.
The horses are about ready now. We'll... Tonto, look there. Out in the river, floating on the water.
Me see it. Me go get it.
It's a hat, Tonto. I can see that much from here.
That's right. Me get hat. Kimasabi.
What's the matter, Tonto?
Kimasabi. This hat. It's
Dan's. Dan's hat? Are you sure? Let me see it.
Here, you see. You see it, Dan's.
It is Dan's.
Huh?
It means that the outlaws are upstream. It might also mean that they've done away with Dan and thrown his body in the river.
No. No, you not think like that, Kemosabe. We go find outlaws. Find Dan.
Yes, Tonto. They're right upstream on this side of the river. Perhaps in the daylight we'll be more successful.
Let's go, Tonto.
Later that morning, Dan, who was busy currying the horses under the watchful eye of Lefty Willis, stopped and listened intently when Shorty, who had stepped outside the cave, returned in a state of suppressed excitement.
Hey, Lefty, there's a couple of horsemen riding up along this side of the river. Looks like a masked owl hooting an Indian.
Golly!
What's that you said, kid?
I just said golly.
Don't worry about those horsemen, Shorty. We're safe enough in here.
Suppose they see tracks where we come out of the river.
I said don't worry. The ground's too hard and rocky out there for any sign to show. And as for you, Button, if there's one bit of noise out of you, you'll get a bullet. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Keep an eye on the kid. I'll go take a look at the hombres you saw riding this way.
All right. His gun says he'll keep his mouth shut.
I'll go to the bushes at the entrance and keep my gun on those two just in case.
All right, kid, get busy with them horses.
Taking the curry comb, Dan turned to his own horse, Victor, which was tied alongside the others. Dan knew the outlaws wouldn't hesitate to shoot him if he cried out, yet he realized his only hope was in some way to attract the Lone Ranger's attention as he and Tonto rode by on the riverbank outside. Dan began working on Victor's neck, moving to the side away from Shorty so that the outlaw was within his vision. Taking advantage of a moment when Shorty glanced away, Dan whispered into Victor's ear.
Winnie, Victor. Winnie for silver. Winnie, Victor.
Shut that horse up. Shut him up.
Hey, Shorty, grab your lasso and tie the kid up quick. A masked hombre and the Indian heard that, Winnie.
Right. Come here, you. I'm tying you up tight. You know what's good for you? You'll keep quiet.
Those two hombres stopped. We're pointing up toward the bushes at the entrance.
There. That'll hold the kid. What'll we do, Lefty?
Untie the horses so we'll be ready for a fast move if we have to make it. Then we'll go wait at the entrance.
All right. Easy there. Get around there. There. I got him loose. Now what, Lefty?
Now, come on. And have your gun handy. We'll hide just inside the cave entrance behind the bushes. When they start up this way, I'll tell you when to shoot. I'll drill a mask on, bring you plug the Indian. We'll pick them right out of their saddles before they know what's hit them. Come on.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto had reined up on the riverbank opposite the hidden cave entrance.
Tonto, that's when he came from over there, behind those bushes.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe outlaws have hiding place there.
Seems to me they'd seen us. They'd have shot at us.
That's right. And what we do, Kemosabe?
We ride to those bushes and investigate. I'll draw your guns and be ready for anything, Tonto.
You ready?
Good. Let's go and take it easy. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Inside the cave, Dan, tightly bound, lay listening. As he heard the distant, slow hoofbeats approaching, he struggled with his bonds.
Wait till I hear the word. Unplug the Indian. I got a beat on that mask, I'll do.
It won't be long now before they'll get what's coming to them.
Perspiration broke out on Dan's forehead as he realized that the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding to certain death. He knew that even though he shouted a warning, it would only mean Lefty and Shorty would shoot sooner and then kill him. As the boy twisted in the agony of suspense, he suddenly wakened to the fact that Shorty had untied Victor along with the outlaws' horses. It was then Dan knew what he was going to do. Immediately, he called out to his horse, Victor.
Victor, go to the Lone Ranger. Up, Victor, to the Lone Ranger.
Hey, what the...
Look out, Lefty!
Victor was upon the two outlaws before they realized what was happening. The brave animal's flying hoofs knocked them sprawling for the moment. And without slowing pace, Victor galloped toward the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
It's Victor.
I'll gun him down.
You can play at that game.
Oh, my leg!
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Count. Watch out for another one.
Easy, fella. There's Willis just picking up his gun.
I'll drill that kid in there.
Not if I can help it. After him, boy. Come on, Silver.
As Silver raced into the cave after the running Lefty, the Lone Ranger reined in, and at the same time leaped from the saddle onto Lefty, just as the outlaw fired at Dan.
Drop that gun. Let it go.
I'll get that little double crosser.
Let it go or I'll break your arm.
Oh, my arm.
Let go of the gun.
I let it go.
Now get up.
Hold on. Help you,
I look like I need help with this dirty coward. Willis shot at Dan. Look at him, Tonto, and tell me.
Me look at it.
I hope my bullet got that no good button.
If it did, Willis, this will be the first time I ever beat a skunk to death. Oh. How about Dan, Tonto? Tell me.
He's all right, Kemosabe. Bullet just reached out a hand. He just fainted.
You yellow-livered coyote. You dirty coward. You're getting a beating right now.
Well, you're not so tough.
This is for that shot at the bullet.
Wait.
Get on your feet. Dog, here's more, Willis. Get up. I'm not through with you.
No.
Get up.
No, Kemosabe, wait. Wait. Him knocked out now.
I didn't notice. Dirty killer. I guess he's had all he can take. Get a bucket and throw some water on him, Tonto.
Me get water.
Dan.
I'm all right now. I knew you'd find us. But they almost killed you and Tonto. They were waiting behind the bushes.
I know. I'm proud of the way you used your head, Dan. We heard you call to Victor. He did his part well, too.
There. Him soon come to.
Well, our manhunt has ended. We'll start back to Waco with these two killers.
You mean with what's left of them, sir? I'm glad I came to in time to see the beating you gave Lefty Willis. Golly.
Dan, not only one, proud him no Lone Ranger.
Thanks, Tonto. Thanks very much.